This is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report. Deactivating delivery drivers. Workers are under assault in so many ways these days, both domestically and internationally, that it's easy to forget that nothing has really been fixed when it comes to the precarious status of so-called gig workers. Are they independent free agents, free to come and go, and not under the thumb of the tech overseers or the applications that connect them to their pickups, deliveries, or what most of us still think of as jobs? Or are they employees under the thumb and supervision of the app bosses? Is this just extra money for many or lifeblood and full employment? Even as this issue has slid off the front pages, replaced by other heinous attacks on workers, these are unsettled and unsettling questions. An article in the New York Times stumbled on this mess when looking at the circumstances of delivery drivers in the United States who suddenly found themselves blocked or deactivated from accessing the application. In the real world of work, this means they were summarily fired without notice, laid off mysteriously without explanation, or whatever terminology anyone would want to use. It all adds up to the same thing. No app means no work. The story detailed not only the mystery of the release, but the devastating impact on the lives of the deliverers. This wasn't a gig for these two guys. This was their full-time job. They simply received an email saying they were blocked for suspected fraudulent activity. Uber claims that there are human eyes that look at these cases, but admits much of it is automated. All of this is standard operating procedure for these companies, as surveys report. A 2023 survey of app drivers conducted by a coalition of labor groups found that 40% had been deactivated at some point. In another survey of more than 800 California drivers, two-thirds said they had faced deactivation. Many drivers appeal, and the vast majority are reinstated, as were these two fellows. Seattle and Boston now require a notice that includes the cause and directs the workers to appeal. Many pay for a service to help them appeal. In India, where Acorn's affiliate, the Gig Workers Association, is organizing food delivery workers, our survey indicated that for 80% of the workers, this is their full-time work, often taking them 12 to 14 hours per day. In a one-day strike in January in Patna, the capital of Bihar, Gig Workers Association saw 10,000 drivers shut all deliveries down and win many concessions. But here's the deal. The companies continue to block the app for the leaders of the strike in retaliation, preventing them from working and forcing the organization to spend significant time and resources on getting them back to work. If a company of any kind can unilaterally decide whether or not you can work for any or no reason at all, how could they possibly be anything other than the employer? If you can fire someone like that for union activity or for nothing, how can a worker be anything other than an employee? This is all crystal clear. This is easy to fix. Workers may not have many rights or protections, but at least no one should be able to pretend they aren't workers. This is Wade Bransky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.